Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to today's presentation by Abengoa. Joining us is Mr. Gonzalo Urquijo, Executive President of Abengoa. Please, sir, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to all of you, or good morning if you're on the other side of the Atlantic. Thank you very much for joining this call. I'm here surrounded by my management board and by investor relations team. Believe it's an important day for us and what we believe is good news, and it sets us on the adequate path. If I go to page number five, the first one of the initial remarks, I do think if we make a little bit of history, remember we had a long restructuring. It lasted since November 2015 to March 2017. Undoubtedly, it was long, it was complex. This was a highly leveraged company and a complex structure. At the end, there was a debt reduction and write-off or capitalization of 70%, dilution of the shareholders. We did get liquidity, but as you remember, well, the majority of that liquidity went to repay loans, and the liquidity that arrived to us was scarce. We even had to pay too many restructuring costs, clearly, and the fees to advisors. Additionally to that, the balance sheet issue was addressed, but not fully, and we still have a heavy balance sheet for this new Abengoa, which is different and smaller business wise. Go to the second point. Since completion, what have we done? We've refocused in the original business of the company. We've gone back to basics. That is clear. It's basically engineering and construction. Clearly, apart from that, we've been selling the assets we had, and we've been, at the end, focusing in our core business, and at the end, selling what was these projects or other non-core assets. Going forward, there's three main challenges. One of them is liquidity, the second one is the bonding line, and the third would be the balance sheet structure. Next page, number six. As for those three challenges or objectives, the first one was liquidity. The proposal of this transaction would be giving us 95 million of new liquidity through the issuance of convertible bonds in A3T. If you well remember, A3T was one of our key assets that has guaranteeing the new money one and then the new money two, and it's the cogeneration, very efficient plant we have in Mexico. Second, we'll have a new bonding line. It's 140 million. I'll go into details because there's a breakdown between those 140 that for us is essential in order to grow our business. Third, and as I said before, we want to reduce debt because we do believe that the engineering and construction business does require two things: a very light and efficient structure and an adequate balance sheet. So we want to transform the majority of our remaining debt into a convertible, mandatory convertible instrument. Now, we have already obtained support from our main banks, main creditors in general. It's our main banks, it's new money two holders, bonding line providers. Additionally to that, in terms of the old money and claim debt, we have been negotiating, and we are under negotiation. Do believe we do have, I would say, a considerable number of the old money that is aligned with our proposal, but as I said, we are still negotiating on that. Go next page, the recovery. If I give you some figures, which I think it's worthwhile going through, in the last, since 2017, we've had more than 2,200 bookings. We've had a backlog increasing to 2 billion. As you can see in this page, we've had an important turnaround in terms of the EBITDA. General expenses, we've done an enormous restructuring there. We started 452 million 2015, 210 2016, 217, 125 million for 2017. And for this year, we're a run rate that doesn't lead us to more than 80 million. This business has no other alternative than be extremely efficient in our general expenses. Additionally to that, clearly it has been tough for our employees. We did have above 32,000 employees, and we've reduced that. At the end of last year, we were 2,500. I can say that as of today, we have very good news. And I think there's, amongst others too, one of them, we need new bonding lines because we've used the existing ones. I'll come back to that point. And second, we are growing our FTEs, our employees. And we are now at 14,000, which is 1,500 more. May I say here that not all has been direct reduction. I would say 10% of them, more or less, has been due to the sales of non-core assets. Then voluntarily, we've lost around 15%, and the other ones have been through expiration of contracts or with negotiations, individual or general negotiations. But we are a socially responsible company, and I have to say we are proud to say we haven't had a single strike on this topic, and it has always been negotiated. I also would like to give you which I consider an important figure here. The staff rotation has decreased from 18% in 2016, 8% in 2017, and this year we're currently below 4%. That means we have regained the confidence of all our employees and managers. Next page, page number 8, second one of ongoing recovery. Look, we've continued. We had different mandates, and if we go through them, one of them was the sale of Atlantica Yield. You all very well know that we did sell 25%, clearly above market rates at 24.25. As for the other 16.5%, it's pending the waiver from U.S. Department of Energy. At present, we are negotiating, and we hope it will occur in the next days. And that will be for the 16.5% at a price of 20.90. All those proceeds will go to a repayment of New Money 1. Second, we have been selling another assets we have here that were not core, that is Norte C, the bioenergy in Europe, etc., and the project of the Cerro Dominador in Atacama. That has also been part of our mandate. Third, in terms of the Mexico plant A3T, I think we have good news, or even better than good news there. The construction of the asset has been completed. We have more than 75% of the PPAs that have already been contracted. We believe in the next days we will be able to go up, then it will take us close to 90% of the PPAs closed. That is clear. We had the first fire in August. Our gas turbine has been synchronized, and we're already delivering electricity to the network. So we are happy with that, and we're delivering. In terms of ages, you remember it's this joint venture we've done with our partners and friends of Algonquin, and we have the company created, 25 people, so it's, I would say, practically fully staffed or fully staffed. We already have advanced in a project of a transmission line in Peru, which is very advanced. And we have a good pipeline and many other projects that we'll see very soon. Next page, page number 9. As you can see here, we do have a balance sheet situation which does stifle us one way or the other. At the end, it limits your access to bonding lines. It limits your access to new funding. Clearly, that impacts your growth, your speed of your growth also. And that also impacts your capacity to generate cash flow. Next page, let's go into the transaction we have and into the details. First of all, in terms of liquidity, it is 95 million of new liquidity through the issuance of a convertible bond. Its allocation of debt will be the following. New money will be $240 million. The rest of it, we've paid it through the, we will pay it with the sale of the 16.5% we have in Atlantica. Second, we will be allocating to this asset also 45% of new money too. That's $115 million. And what is the interim finance we have to ask for last autumn and this spring? That was 45 plus 25. All this will be repaid with the long-term project financing and at the end with the sale of the asset. Clearly, this convertible bond has an interest, 9% peak, and the upside, if it's more than the value of the equity, which we've seen was $95 million, would be shared 50-50 between the bank that has done and has acquired, will acquire the convertible bond and Abengoa. Meanwhile, this asset will be in our balance sheet until it's sold. Second, as for the bonding lines, as I said before, it'll be $140 million. $15 million would be exclusively for Spanish projects, and the rest, $125 million, will be 50% covered by Thiste, as was the previous line, if you remember, of the line we had of more than $300 million we had during our past restructuring. Clearly, this has, I think this is a good news, because at the end, just as we have the good news of creating more jobs, there's another one. We've used our bonding lines. I mean, I think that is a good news, because if not, that means that we wouldn't be doing all the business we should be doing. And clearly we believe it is a healthy business. Last and not least, going forward, this balance sheet structure was done for, I would say, a different Abengoa. Abengoa was extremely leveraged when the restructuring was done, was still leveraged. But if we look at the business we have focused in engineering and construction, this balance sheet continues to be very heavy or too heavy. So that's why the proposal is restructuring this financial debt through a swap into mandatory convertibles. This would mean in the medium to long term a reduction of the financial debt. We will respect absolutely all the seniority of the different claimants. That is clear. And we do think with this, Abengoa will have an adequate balance sheet, which is key for us, the adequate balance sheet and the adequate general expenses going forward for this business. Next page, page 12. Here I'll go back to the third train. So this is where we are today. We have a value, the enterprise value of this asset, this cogeneration plant, is, as you can see, the 526. You have the breakdown, 239 of new money 1A, 61 of new money 1B. Then you have new money 2. As we said, we would allocate 45% of new money 2 into this asset. Then you have the interim finance that I spoke about before of November and May, June. That is the $67 million. And then we have what is what we consider equity that is becoming that convertible bond. The second phase would be the following. We're going to go out there. We're already working on it, and we go for a project finance. So for project finance, we would repay new money one, as you have seen A clearly, new money 1B, and if there's room, we would pay a part of new money 2, that 150. That's why we put minus X. And we would still remain with what is that interim finance and what is the convertible bond. The third movement, and that is why we're doing this, is selling this asset. So then it would be would go out of our balance sheet, and you would have an asset with its project finance that would live alone, would be in the hand of our third parties, clearly. Next page, please. What is the instrument for the convertible bond for the A3T? Clearly, it's a convertible bond that will be issued by the entity which has a structure that has the that asset, clearly. Now, it will be repaid once we have sold the asset. the amount, the nominal of this convertible is 95 million. That is the equity value of A3T. Fourth, we have a 9% peak paid at maturity. Now the maturity will be December 2023, so it's a 5-year. It has the same covenants for new money 1 and 3. The conversion event, it will be convertible when the bondholders own discretion, but it will always have to pay the new money 1 and 3s. Now, if the money is not released fully, you will get the shares proportionally to the money that has been released. Now, if debt is recognized at the conversion at Avenue Co. 1, it will be pari passu with new money 2. What does this mean? Look, if the sale is below the nominal plus, which is a 95 plus a 9% peak, that shortfall amount will become a liability at Avenue Co. 1. And it will be pari passu with the new money 2. Now, if the sale is above that nominal plus 9% peak, that excess will be shared between Avenue Co. 1 or Avengoa and the convertible bond holders. Next one, page 14. I think we've said the majority. In terms of the bond, we need to continue growing. We need additional bonding lines. We did get about 300. We need another 140 now. Of course, our existing bonding lines will mature, and then we'll be able to replace them. But we do believe we're falling short, and it's important to have this additional line. As I said before, 15 will be for the projects in Spain and the 125 for the rest, and 50% covered by Thesti, which you all know is that state insurance agency we have. Next page, page 15. If I go here to the different layers and by, let's say, seniorities, it's new money 1. Okay, unchanged conditions in terms of economic conditions. You remember, this is very expensive for us. It's 5% cash, 9% peak, and it will be allocated in A3T, and it'll be the first one to get repaid. Second, we have the new bonding. So that is, we've just spoke of the bonding. What is the cost of this is going to start by 4.5, but it will be reduced if we deleverage the company. And additionally, the banks giving us this bonding line will get a reinstated debt of 14 million. In terms of new money too, it'll work two ways. 45% of it, that is 115 million, will go of nominal value, which go to the third train, A3T. It'll have a cost of 3% pay if you can and 3% peak versus what we are paying now, that it was the same as new money 1, 5% cash, 9% peak. So it has an important cost reduction, which is key for us going forward, because the bill we are paying for financial expenses is much too large. As for the other part of new money 2, it will go the other nominal, that was 140, that's the other 55%. We have 45% in the third train, 45% in Avenue Co. 1, that is the engineering and construction business. The cost is the same as we said before, it's 3% cash, 3% peak, and the previous one was 5 cash, 9 peak. So that is what I can say as to this. Okay, as for the convertible bond does have the guarantee 95 million and it has a 9% peak, we already addressed that. And for the interim financing, which I already spoke about, was the November line plus the June line, it does have a cost today of 5% cash, 5% peak, and it will come 3% peak, 3% pay if you can. So that's where we are. Once more, we have reduced the cost of funding in this deal, in this transaction. I go to page 16. That's where we have all the old money. That was a senior old money and junior old money. Okay. as you can see here, what we are proposing is this instrument that at the end is this mandatory convertible that is clear into bond issued at Avenue Cotu Algo after in the next phase to the corporate structure in the Avenue, a new vehicle we are creating that is an Avenue Cotu Bis. The nominal is 1.645 million. That includes the senior old debt. It would include the challengers, and we are negotiating now with them another corporate debt of 79. The interest of this is 1.5 pay if you can, versus the previous one that was 125 pay if you can, plus 0.25 in cash. Once more, we reduce the cost of this. The terms are 5 years from issuance, and so it's 5 years basically. Now, it can go, it is 5 years, but it's a discretion of the creditors to continue with that instrument 5 more years. And every year they have the chance to make that into equity or not. That is their decision. But the year number 10, you're obliged, as this is a mandatory, to convert it into equity clearly. Now, how do you value this? Well, at the end, for the senior old money, they always have what it's worth and the, let's say, the challengers. What you have is always your nominal value. Now, at the end, you're repaid because the company generates enough cash at your nominal value, or if not, through shares of the 78% of Avenuco 1. That is the limit you get. Now, that 70% of Avenuco 1, how do you value that at the end? That is clear. I'll explain. We look at, as you do in all these sort of assets, we'll get independent institutions that will value this asset. The investment banks will have to value. Now, what does this mean? If the value of that 78% is much higher, that 1,650,000,000, the other, what is, let's say, what the amount that exceeds that will go into the junior old money. So you fill up this first glass, then you'll have the other glass that is the junior, and then it will end up in the shareholders. That is nothing different of what we have today, because if you see in terms of our guarantees and the importance of our debt, is the same what we have today. You have first new money one, then B, then two, etc. Then we have the senior, and then we have the junior, and then we have the shareholders. What else can I say? In terms of the junior, I think we've just been talking of it. Now, at conversion, the mandatory convertible will be converted into 49% of Avenue Cotu shares, and the rest, it depends. You will get more equity if, at the end, you're not able to pay this in cash. Then is when the equity instrument will start working. So once more, it is a mandatory convertible also for the home, junior. Now, if you go to page 17, you have the corporate structure. So you can see that we have Avengoa, you have Avenuco 2. You have a new one, that's Avenuco 2 Bis, which is a new vehicle we would be creating, which will hold 78% of Avenuco 1. Additionally to that, the rest of Avenuco 1 will be in the hands of New Money 2. And for 18%, and the rest would be the owner of the convertible bond, who would have 4% of that. So that's 78 on one side, 18 on 4 on the other side. I go to page 18, there's other considerations. Clearly, this transaction, I believe it should provide a definite solution for the challengers and the claimants. It does clearly reduce going forward our debt. Well, we know our debt. If we're doing very well, we will repay it, and we will, and there'll be the cash and value creation for our shareholders. But in any case, it does mean that going forward, at least you have an instrument that will convert into equity. We want to also reduce the complexity. It is true we have debt at very different levels, very different seniorities. It is complex. Clearly, we are reducing very much the financial cost, which is a need also. In terms of CPs we have, we need to complete the sale of the 16.5% of Atlantica Yield. We need the granting of the bonding line, that is clear. consent solicitation for new money one and two and new bonding, and we will have the accession process for all money holders. That means for the senior, the junior, and the claimant debt. All of this will, and I insist, go through a general shareholders. So we will have a general shareholders meeting that will approve all this. Page 19. Now, I don't want, this is a summary. I'm trying not to repeat myself. We are going and insisting. We need liquidity. We're getting liquidity. We need bonding lines. We're getting new bonding lines. Additionally to that, we are issuing this convertible instrument in A3T with what we believe is a good asset, an adequate asset valuation. We do believe that in this way it'll help us at the end doing the project finance of this project and after the sale of this project. Also, we do have the 50-50 split if there's capital gains on it. And additionally to that, we are proposing to have tradable securities to make this transaction more attractive to all our creditors in terms of Avenue Go One, etc. And this, last and not least, if you see at the end of this page 19, we do hope to complete this transaction before the end of the year. I go to our last page, page 21. Well, at the end, the summary of the summary, what would it be? First of all, we need liquidity, we need bonding lines. With this, we would be achieving that. Third, we need a healthy capital structure that at the end does reduce the leverage we have in our balance sheet and reduces complexity. So those for me are the first two key points. I do think that in ACT there'll have be high repayment visibility for the debt at A3T. Clearly, the minute we sell the 16.5, as I said, we hope to close it in the next days. So part of that will reduce the debt with the new money clearly. Now, we do believe there's a major change also, that is the financial cost would be we would have another, let's say, balance sheet structure and a clearly a different financial cost and much lower financial cost. One to say another important thing that as part of this proposal, the board and the creditors have asked for it, the board will propose a management incentive plan to shareholders in the next GSM, and we do think it should be linked with the other two shares. That is where we are now. Now, what does this implicate for the stakeholders? We believe for New Money 1, there's no changes in their overall position. For New Money 2, you'll have a high repayment visibility for a part rolled in A3T and the rest in the company that will be less leverage and has much more visibility going forward. For Senior and Junior, would maintain the relative seniority and preserve nominal value. For shareholders, they will maintain the relative position in the company, and it does extend the debt maturity. So going forward, we're sure that that will be value creator for them. Thank you very much. One more thing. We have received some questions that I would like to share with you, but I want to insist that all investor relations, the CFO, all of us, the management board, and me, we are all 100% available in order to clear any, and please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any doubts, any questions. Clearly, it'll be our pleasure. We're conscious it's not an easy deal. It has complexities, as all these debt levels, etc. We're here to, all the doubts you may have, we're here to clear them up. In terms of Q&A, we've tried to group them because many of them were, similar topics, I would say. First one would be, what is the status and timing of the sale of the remaining 16.5% of Atlantica deal? Look, the only CP that is remaining is a waiver from the Department of Energy in USA. We are in advanced negotiations, and we expect to close it in a few days. I have here a second question. That is, what is the perimeter of the proposed transaction? The